If you're an aspiring politician, you can spend years doing constituent services, helping people with their problems one at a time. But if you become mayor, you can finally get beyond that and focus on the big picture, right? WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that maybe not. It depends on the mayor.
At a town hall meeting in Northeast Philadelphia last week, Estella Hernandez broke down as she told Mayor-elect Jim Kenney how the police pulled her over on the way to the event. Hernandez, an undocumented immigrant who only spoke Spanish, said through a translator that the police confiscated the car because the driver didn't have a license.
I have three kids who are 11, 9, and 6. The 6-year-old is asthmatic, and they kicked us all out of the car while they took it on our way to get to this meeting.
After the meeting, Kenny's staff helped Hernandez get the car back and even paid from their own pockets to help register and insure it. Recently, Kenny told a room full of business executives he wants to be the kind of mayor who helps people with their problems and pays attention to the details.
Our commissioners are going to have a really tough time with me driving around the city or walking around the city because I'm on the phone all the time. This is ridiculous. I mean, look at the street closure, the sidewalk closure. It's driving me nuts.
But how many problems can one mayor handle, especially when you're running a city of 1.5 million people? More than you'd think, says former Philadelphia Mayor Ed Rendell.
You don't go looking to help the one person at a time, but if they find you, you try to help.
Of course, these problems aren't just the mayor's alone to fix.
People would call, my trash hasn't gotten picked up, my neighbor's dog is barking.
Robin Schatz was Rendell's constituent services director. She says the requests aren't all trivial either.
This young woman called me one day crying, and she didn't know what to do because her husband was abusive. And I told her what she needed to do to get help.
Rendell says even as the city grows and improves, there are always some people left behind.
For 25% of the city, they live in poverty. They live in despair often. And it's that 25% that you wish you could help, and you do your best and help as many as you can. But it's extraordinarily frustrating.
And in the era of social media, departing Mayor Michael Nutter says there are more ways than ever for people to get in touch.
Everyone believes in this city that the mayor is in charge of everything, is responsible for everything, and can fix everything.
The key, Nutter says, is managing your time and knowing which problems you can fix and which you can't. A lesson from the mayor to the rest of us. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.